Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Kenzie and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. This comes from John 6. And before we get started, let's just open in a little bit in a little prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this Easter season, and we pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to receive from you today through this gospel reading. Lord, we pray that you would bring to our mind something that we need to hear and give us hope and the grace to carry out what you are asking of us. This is from John chapter 6. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. This gospel message is amazing, and it is one that just has such great imagery and is so easy to imagine happening in our mind. And if you've seen The Chosen at all, they depict this also. It's amazing. So what is happening here? Jesus multiplies the loaves and the fish and blows everyone's minds. It's crazy to think, like, imagine you were there experiencing this, especially as one of the disciples who knew how little you were coming in with to be given to so many people. It is just crazy to think about. And I think that two things that are really sticking out to me as we are reading and praying through this passage are, one, that as Jesus is breaking the bread before he does anything, he gives thanks. And it's beautiful to see in a life with the Lord and in a walk with Jesus how important gratitude is. And Jesus is giving thanks that so little was given to him, and that he could give that to his Heavenly Father to then give on behalf of him and his Father to so many people. And how beautiful to realize that that is what he does with us, that when we give him so little, he's so thankful, because he can take that and turn it into so much more than we could imagine. Which kind of leads me to our second point, that when we come with gratitude to the Lord and we actually give to him, he gives back in abundance. Those two things are really sticking out to me, gratitude and abundance. And we just need to realize that in our little humanness, in our flesh, that the Lord is so much more capable of really anything that we are. And that when we come to him, he can do so much, that his abundance comes in really unexpected ways. Like, I don't imagine this little boy who had the 5 loaves and 2 fish was expecting that that day what he had to offer could feed thousands. So Lord, would you show us how you want to kind of shatter our expectations of what you are capable of doing? This has been a scripture reflection on the passage of John. Again, my name is Kenzie, and thank you so much to Saint Gabriel for all the ways that they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.